Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Presented by Allied Home Security.
Payne and Pendergast on a Monday. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. Lovie Smith met with the media last week after rookie minicamp. He also sat down with Drew Doherty the day that the schedule was released on Thursday. So schedule came out on Thursday last week, and Lovie Smith sat down with Drew Doherty. And Lovie Smith, this might be one thing, Lovie Smith and Nick Caserio are working very, very well together. But there does appear to be one thing that they are very, very opposite ends of the spectrum on. Their respective level of excitement over the schedule release. Here was Lovie Smith talking about the schedule release last Thursday.
Waiting in anticipation for this day, one of the most exciting days to me, you know, kind of in sports a little bit, and for us on this season, we knew the opponents, but now to know exactly when we play them, I'm pumped. Of course, the guys will be pumped too.
All right, so Seth, one of the most exciting days in sports. I'm pumped to know the when. Guys are pumped too.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised at that.
Yeah,
you know what Lovie is, but is the coolest guy in the building. He's a guy that's not too cool to act like he cares about something.
I mean, most exciting days in sports is a superlative, but you can feel it with Lovie. He feels like that schedule release day is just. It is the bomb, man. It is the best. Just to refresh, here was Nick Caserio at the golf tournament last Monday about the schedule release.
Yeah, not really much. So, I mean, whoever we play, we play. I think the big thing will be, I mean, the first three games, do some work in the offseason in terms of our advanced scouting reports, kind of some offseason work. We can kind of see the composition of the team, how we're going to see it. So I think the pro scouting staff will spend some time looking at the first three opponents, trying to get ahead of that a little bit. And then we come back into training camp. It's a matter of cleanup and just kind of tracking and following those teams. So, I mean, honestly, I'm probably not going to lose much sleep over the schedule. I mean, I probably won't even watch it. So whoever we play, we play. We'll find out about it the next day. We'll come in and just we'll be in rookie mini camp, so that will be the focus.
That doesn't sound like the most exciting day in sports. That's look like no McDonald's.
Those are just two complete opposite ends of the spectrum there.
I like that.
What is the most exciting? I feel like Lovie, I don't think Lovie genuinely meant that it was one of the most exciting days in sports. I think that was kind of like after I got taken in the expansion draft and I was talking about ZZ Top introducing me was one of the greatest things ever, but somebody misquoted me as saying that getting drafted in the expansion draft was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I feel like that's a little bit like Lovie Smith there. He meant it was exciting. Maybe he had a little bit of anticipation about it. You and I talked about it. Like when you find out what your school schedule is when you're a kid, when you know which classes you're taking, but when you find out what it's like and you get to plan out your day and everything.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun.
It's the most exciting day in school.
You know what, Sean?
What?
You're right. I'm not buying it out of Nick Caserio, because what is Nick Caserio? He is your classic. Why do I like him? Because he seems like the classic kind of number crunching, maybe a little bit obsessive compulsive GM type. And if there's anything I know about people who are like borderline obsessive compulsive, they love it when things fall into order. It's probably stressful as hell to not have it in order and not know exactly what it is. So yeah, I think Nick is more excited about it than he lets on.
Oh yeah. Well, I would too. The other thing I would say about those two quotes, and we're just having some fun playing them back to back. I do think both of those are somewhat emblematic of the personalities of the guys involved for sure. I would remind the environment in which each question was asked as well. There's Lovie sitting in a studio inside the building with Drew Doherty, you know, the in-house reporter, and there's Nick, who's out at a sweltering hot golf tournament, about to spend 6 hours playing golf in front of about 20 media members that are peppering him with questions about the draft class. So that's probably a relevant detail that I left out of playing those. It's just more fun to play them back-to-back that way.
Nick was, for whatever reason that day, too, he was in poo-poo mode, where he was going to poo-poo pretty much anything and everything. Yeah. He looked really agitated about people maybe giving... You know what it was, Sean? I think it's more that this than anything. Like, after you've been in the league a long time, you've seen positive grades, you've seen negative grades. You know how wrong the press is a lot of the time. And Casario's been getting very positive reviews for his draft grade, for his draft class. You know, sometimes when that happens, you can't help but remember, like, okay, you guys saying this or Drake, great draft class are the same ones that thought like some previous draft class was awful.
Absolutely.
And it ended up being really good. You know, the Texans 2006 draft class is widely regarded as the best in Texans history. I don't think that got nearly as good a grades as some other draft classes that didn't end up being as good for the Texans. Best in Texans draft history.
Yeah.
So like that's where Casario, I think, especially when it comes to grading the draft and everything, I bet with a lot of GMs, there's a period of time afterwards where you're like, all right, just everybody ignore what anybody's saying in the press because it's all garbage. Good or bad, it's all garbage.
I think there's an element to anything the Texans are doing right now that because they're coming off of about two and a half years of being dysfunctional, making weird decisions, not being very good on the football field, all of those things. We know all the elements that go into that, that the mere fact that they did conventional, normal GM type of things in the draft is enough to get an A- from a lot of people. It's the same reason why Lovie Smith is so seemingly beloved by the fan base right now. You can't tell me that if they hired Lovie Smith after the season where they fired Bill O'Brien, that the narrative wouldn't have been, oh, retread. Look, the guy just failed at Illinois. Like, oh, man, he got fired after 2 years in Tampa Bay. That would have been the talk because everybody at that time wanted Robert Saleh or Brandon Staley or Joe Brady or some hot, sexy young name. And they wound up with David Culley, who was, you know, David Culley was not good at all. The fact that Lovey is following Culley.
And we were careening towards a Josh McCown.
That too.
It appeared we were careening towards a Josh
McCown.
Glad
you brought that up. Yes. That's true.
So that was, I think people were very primed to get just something that feels like a normal, competent NFL coach.
Yep.
Which Lovie Smith is. I mean, by whether he's a retread or not, like, yes, at least you have that. So is the, so what do you think that, do you think so? Do you think Casario? I think just as a knee-jerk reaction is going to always, because it's true. It's impossible to grade a draft immediately afterwards. Everybody, when you grade a draft, all you're doing is really basically giving yourself a pat on the back for like, well, everything I believe about the draft is true. So this team did what I believe should be done, so they get an A. Oh, this team over here didn't do what I disagree with, so they should get a C.
Yeah.
And so it has nothing to do with what the actual right decision was until a couple years later.
Right, you got to develop them, man. I mean, this is just the beginning. Getting them in the building is just the beginning. Beginning of the whole thing.
Within, I was listening to a podcast of an old GM. Oh, it was Dr. Pro Football Doc there.
Dr. Chow?
Yeah, it was interviewing Mark Dominic. Mm-hmm. And Dominic was talking about how they grade themselves as a staff immediately afterwards. A lot of it has to do with, okay, where did we miss an opportunity to trade up or trade down, or did we panic a little bit here? Like, kind of those types of moves. I think you can look at teams there. With the Texans, I guess one criticism could be maybe that they were they too aggressive in trading up? Did they give up too much capital? They seem to have drafted higher than consensus on several picks. I never worry too much about that as long as it's not extreme, just because, the guy that's the best fit for you should be higher than the consensus overall, because there's other teams that he's just not going to be a good fit for. I don't worry too much about that. You know, so the Raiders got to the point where they're doing it to an extreme level all the time. And Christian Harris seems to be the one that people would perceive as the Texans got him as a value, or they didn't expect him to fall as much. But I'm sure Casario, when he hears that, probably feels like, yeah, but you know what? Maybe these other teams that let him fall know something that we don't. And then you get super nervous about that. Anything they're complimenting you for right now, after the draft, there's a part of you that's like, yeah, but what if those other teams just had information we didn't have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Taylor Lewan doesn't like the schedule release either. I'm looking at the tweet at Taylor Lewan 77. Taylor Lewan, left tackle for the Titans. The NFL schedule reveal is so overrated. Just tell us who we're playing.
Okay. Taylor Lewan just set himself up for you better win those two games. You better not have awful games versus the Texans.
That's right.
Which you've done at times. Mm-hmm. Taylor Lewan, who I grudgingly acknowledge, has turned himself into an excellent football player. He should care more about the schedule release. That's my take. As somebody who once didn't give a damn about the schedule release either as a player, I now, as a complete hypocrite, will tell him he doesn't care enough.
Have you listened to his podcast?
No, okay. I've seen snippets of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like he does good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, he asks enough questions to get out there from time to time. So, yeah, I may take a listen to one of them.
It's hard because sometimes when I see really good snippets on social media from various podcasts, I actually don't want to go listen to it because then you realize, oh, I was watching a highlight video and I saw all these snippets and everything. And it's an inevitable letdown when you go to the 30-minute conversation. You're like, hey, I thought this was going to be a highlight every 20 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, they don't put the C-plus material out there to go viral, right?
That's why on this show I never actually do highlight-worthy material.
Oh, come on.
I don't want anybody to come here and be let down, you know?
I'm told that we need to do more of that by the kids these days. Like, my sons are always saying that. Like, Pop, when are you guys going to put more snippets out there? The kids want the snippets, Seth.
Your kids want you watching F1 too. See you hopping right on that.
That's true. They do. They think I'm an F1 hater. All right. 713-572-4610. All right. Some leftover nuggets from James Harden last week, including producer of the afternoon show, Tyler Milner, picked up the phone and made a call to CBS Sports Radio on Friday night, I believe it was. That, as myself, a former notorious sports talk radio caller, Tyler Milner came in with a smack-off-worthy rant on CBS Sports Radio as a caller on Friday about James Harden. You'll hear it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.